USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is again speaking out about possible voter fraud. The president saying,
as president, I have no higher duty than to defend the laws and the Constitution of the United States. That is why I am determined to protect our election system, which is now under coordinated assault and siege.
President Trump speaking from the White House in the nearly 46-minute long video posted on social media. The president continues,
this is not just about honoring the votes of 74 million Americans who voted for me. It's about ensuring that Americans can have faith in this election and in all future elections.
The NFL is considering all options for the upcoming playoffs, but using a bubble is not likely. That's according to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Trump campaign's voter fraud claims are gaining traction in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania.
Here's a question for you. Do you think 24 pallets of filled-in election ballots could change the results of the election in Pennsylvania? What if those ballots were shipped from New York State to Pennsylvania? The truck driver has come forward under the Amistad Project's investigation.
I know I saw ballots with the return addresses filled out, loaded onto my trailer in New York and headed for Pennsylvania, and wondered why I was driving complete ballots from New York to Pennsylvania.
A poll worker in Wisconsin.
100,000 ballots were missing, and that only 7 or 8 were found at UMS. Based on my previous experience, I believe that to be a lie.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The campaign also filing a lawsuit in Nevada claiming 40,000 people voted twice. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Colorado restaurant owner Morgan Harrington is very frustrated with new coronavirus restrictions in the state, which prohibit indoor dining, and she joined a pack of nearly 100 bars and restaurants that are continuing to serve customers inside. Harrington telling Fox News why she's disobeying the state's orders.
I can't look my staff in the face and lay them off again. I refuse to do that right before Christmas.
Regarding outdoor dining only, Harrington says,
we don't have an outdoor patio, and we're only allowed to use our parking lot for extended patio seating on Saturday and Sunday. So that would mean that we'd be closed except for 2 days a week, and that's not enough for us to pay our bills.
Senators are saying goodbye to their colleague, Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander, ahead of his retirement from the legislative body at the end of the year. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell a bit choked up as he recalls moments serving with Alexander.
So I'm sorry that in 2 more weeks, it'll just be the rest of us left, that you're leaving this body and those of us in it and the nation it exists to serve stronger and better because you were here.
Senator Chuck Schumer wishing the Tennessee Republican the best of luck in his retirement.
Now, Senator Alexander and I have not always agreed, but what an amazing and capable legislator and true statesman he has been.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.